This is Bill from Arkansas. And I'd like to mention what the Lord has been showing my wife and I. The Lord showed us a few nights ago in our intimate time with Him that we need to be set aside a time for prayer and fasting. And He was telling me that this is what we need in this time now, to prayer and fast, and to get our thoughts and our lives in tune with the Spirit, and to put away all things that would distract from the flesh. And we have needs in our family. We have unsaved loved ones, and we have needs in our church. We have needs in our community, and of course, we have needs in our country. And so we're going to begin a fast January 1st. We're going to do a month of fasting and prayer, set aside time every day to pray, to fast. We're going to do a Daniel fast, and we're going to, and I'm encouraging our church, and many people in our church are interested in doing the same thing. We think God has called us to do this. I'm not saying God's calling everybody to do this, but I see a great need in our churches and in our communities and our nation. And I'd like to encourage anyone who can get along with God and seek God in this matter and consider the fasting and prayer time. And if you've never done it, I suggest you get with God and seek His face about it. And learn more about fasting and prayer. I put several postings on my Lightbearer site about fasting and prayer, because I know a lot of people aren't familiar with it enough to, and the church doesn't really teach it that much anymore. And but it is important. It is important to put away the things that distract us from the Word and from the Spirit, and to learn to dedicate our lives and ourselves, our entity to the Lord and to what we can do and to advance His kingdom on earth. And so I'd like to encourage you to seek the Lord about this and see if the Lord would have you to do the same thing, to fast to the beginning of the year, because we need the power of God in our lives, and we need to allow that power to be filtered through us. And this is one way that Jamie and I have decided that God can use us in this way. And so I just, that's all I have to say. Just like to encourage you to seek God about this and see if God would lead you to do the same thing. God bless you all.